Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and our conclusion of the study titled The Dragon, Seven Heads and Ten Horns. Our text again is Revelation chapter 12, verses 1 through 3.
And sadly, people don't understand this. That's the honest truth.
Amen.
The United Nations is satanic. If you go to the United Nations building in New York, you will find that they have a chapel. And in that chapel, you will find all the religions represented and the claim that they all lead to the same thing. You know what? They're not far off. Other than Bible-believing Christianity, all religions lead to hell.
Amen.
And all religions are going to lead everybody to worship the One that we had up here a minute ago. The One. And I'm not talking about Obama. He was the one to a bunch of dumb liberals in America. But there's coming One who will be the One for the world. And all paths will lead to Him. Now, I want you to turn to Psalm 1 in closing. Now, this is just one of the places that we can go to. And there are other places that we can read where you'll see this same thing. It's Psalm 2. Psalm 2. Alright, Psalm 2. Now, I'm going to talk you through this, so let's just read it line upon line. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Now look at that. The heathen rage. It's talking about all the unsaved nations. And the people. Imagine. Dun, 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 dun. You know what I mean? Imagine. There's no heaven. No hell below us. Yeah. There's a musical and entertainment conditioning of the American mind and the world mind to get you ready for this. And they sing that song, Imagine, by John Lennon every year to celebrate the founding of the United Nations. A song that celebrates the day that they hope will come when there will be no religion, no God, no heaven, no hell. That's what they're after, folks. That's the agenda of the United Nations. He says, they're in rebellion. And since the fall, man has been in rebellion against God as king. And you can look through the Scripture and see it over and over. And I'll just point out a couple. It's like the Tower of Babel. That was rebellion against God as king. Then the children of Israel, what do they say? Give us a king! And they got Saul. And when they crucified Jesus, they said, we have no king but Caesar. That's the rebellion that this is speaking of, and it's going right up to the end time when they'll say, make this, what we call the Antichrist, our king. Verses 3 and 4, read that with me. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, the Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall He speak unto them in His wrath, and vex them in His sore displeasure. You see that? He is going to laugh. Whoever said God doesn't laugh? Who does He laugh at and what does He laugh at? He laughs at the stupid people on this earth who think they're going to throw Him over and set up a United Nations. That's who He laughs at. And He will have them in derision. He will speak unto them in His wrath. In other words, talk is cheap. God is going to show His wrath. That's what the Great Tribulation period, the 70th week of Daniel, is all about. And God has maintained His promise to destroy the rebellion. And that's what we're reading about in the book of Revelation. Verses 6 and 7. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. Now this is Old Testament, and whenever you're going to see this, the prophets will speak of the first and second coming of Jesus back to back. They don't separate them and have an explanation what happens between His first and second coming. But He has brought, He says, Thou art my Son. This day, that's what He said when Jesus was baptized. This is my Son whom I am well pleased. Hear ye Him. Where else did He say it? The Mount of Transfiguration. And so that is the confirmation that that's talking about Jesus when He came. And if they would have accepted Him, He would have set up His kingdom right then. But they rejected Him. God promised to send this anointed. A child is born, Isaiah 9:6, to put down the rebellion. And verse 8, read that. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Now we've gone to what's going to happen when He returns. When Jesus returns, He is going to take it all. The heathen and the uttermost parts of the earth. That's what's going to happen when Jesus returns. That's the kingdom. He returns, He destroys the wicked, but it's the heathen who have survived the tribulation that He brings into His kingdom. And He will rule and reign with a rod of iron. And He will rule over the world. Verse 9, read that. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Oh, that's not the Jesus most people want to learn about and love. But He's the real one. Amen? Amen? This is the real one. He's the King. He's going to return and He will be King. King of kings, Lord of lords. King over all the earth. And God has promised that His anointed, that's what the word Christ, that's the word Messiah means, anointed. His anointed would destroy man's attempts at world government. So here's the message to the world right now. And this will be the message during the Great Tribulation period. The everlasting gospel that we'll see in Revelation 14. Virtually the same message. Read that with me. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. You think that's going to happen? The gospel has been offered or has offered men the opportunity to repent and turn to His Son, and that's including all the kings. And I can tell you stories of the presidents that all the way, going back to JFK, LBJ, Gerald Ford, Jimmy Carter, Reagan made a profession of being a Christian, Bill Clinton, who also called himself a Christian Southern Baptist, but he was witnessed to by evangelist Tim Lee. I mean, these guys, the biggest leaders in the world, have been face to face with preachers of the gospel.
That was Jimmy Carter.
Huh?
It was Jimmy Carter that professed himself to be.
Well, so did Bill Clinton and Al Gore. They both. Yeah, they both were members of the Southern Baptist Convention. You didn't know that?
Not anymore.
They must be Christians then. So let's close verse 12. This is what He says to those basically who won't listen to the appeal to repent and turn to His Son. He says, kiss the Son. This is Old Testament, folks. This isn't John 3:16. This is the Old Testament. In your King James Bible, that word Son ought to be capitalized.
Amen.
Kiss the Son, lest He be angry, and ye perish from the way, when His wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in Him. Listen, there are a lot of people who have read Psalm 2 over and over, and they had no idea that they were reading what they were reading. Repent and be blessed, or reject God and perish. That's the choice. That's what we're offering to the world. Listen, I want to tell you something. A lot of Christians think that they've got to, kind of trick people into becoming a Christian. and you got to put on, and you have to, you know, be something, or, you know, it's a lot of the excuses people give. I won't name names, but, you know, like a fellow that we know is going to go to the gay parade with a homo so that you can take him to church the next day. That's the kind of stuff people are doing because they think they have to kind of, you know, win, like your car salesman. That's not what we're told to do. We're told to confront a sinner with their need of salvation, show them the law that they might understand they need to be saved. That's what Galatians says. It's the schoolmaster. And present the gospel, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scripture. And now it's up to you, sinner, to believe and be saved. And if you will believe that, then we'll do the rest. We'll pray. We'll baptize you, come to church, all that stuff, wonderful. But if you don't believe that gospel, it's meaningless. And that's what a lot of people have missed. That's why the churches are filled with people who don't really believe the Word of God because they were never born again in the first place. They thought they were saved by being baptized. Or they were saved by becoming a member of the church. We posted a video yesterday called Seventh Gay Adventists. That was the title of it. And I said, the next will be Seventh-day Polygamists. That'll be next. Because that's where these churches that don't preach the gospel are going. You don't preach the gospel, then you fill your churches with unbelievers. And that's what's happening, folks. Church of Christ, they tell their people you're saved by being baptized. If you believe that, you're lost and going to hell. And so you got a church full of people who aren't even saved. And that's why Duke University, Church of Christ University, is filled with a bunch of godless liberals, and they preach a false gospel, and it's totally filled with homosexuals and totally apostate. The United Methodist Church, the same way. You go to United Methodist Church, they'll tell you you're saved by being baptized and they'll sprinkle on you or whatever, and they don't even preach the gospel there anymore. And so it's no wonder now they're ordaining homosexuals and lesbians in their pulpits. And on it goes. If you don't believe the gospel, you aren't saved. And if you don't preach the gospel, you fill your churches with unbelievers. It's that simple. And that's true about everybody in this room right now. If you have not believed the gospel, you are not saved. And so I appeal to you to make sure you are a believer, that you are trusting in what Jesus Christ did on the cross, paying for your sins. That He was buried, He rose again and conquered sin and death. Believe that and be saved. And then go out and tell others to do likewise. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's close. Father, we thank You, Lord, for this time in Your Word. We thank You for this study. Lord, there's so much in here. And I think we got through it in a way that folks will remember. Pray You'll continue to help us to build on as we study. Every time we get together, help us all to go home and read our own Bible through the week. Lord, help us to preach that gospel. Time is short. We know that You could come back at any moment and take us out of here. And we'd really like to see that happen. In the meantime, Lord, we also want to be found busy about Your work and preaching the gospel to the lost. May Jesus be glorified. We thank You and praise You in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like Thine can peace afford. I need Thee, oh, I need Thee. Every hour I need Thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to Thee. I need Thee every hour. Stay Thou nearby. Temptations lose their power when Thou art nigh. I need Thee, oh, I need Thee. Every hour I need Thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to Thee. I need Thee every hour, in joy or in pain. Come quickly and abide, or life is in vain. I need Thee, oh, I need Thee. Every hour I need Thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to Thee. I need Thee every hour, most holy One. Oh, make me Thine indeed, Thou blessed Son. I need Thee, oh, I need Thee. Every hour I need Thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thank you.
concludes our two-part study in Revelation chapter 12 of verses 1 through 3 titled The Dragon, Seven Heads and Ten Horns. This message, along with hundreds of other messages available in MP3 audio downloads, as well as more than 200 streaming video messages, are all available on our website at kjvbiblebelievers.com. We make these messages available for free by simply visiting and downloading them at kjvbiblebelievers.com. You can send us a message by clicking the Contact Us button at kjvbiblebelievers.com, or you can send us a letter by U.S. Postal Service addressing it to Bible Believers Fellowship, P.O. Box 662, Worthington, Ohio 43085. That address again is P.O. Box 662, Worthington, Ohio 43085. Jesus is coming soon, and now is the day of salvation. Are you saved? That is the most important question that you can answer. And in order to know you're saved, you need to know Jesus. He died on the cross, shed His blood, and paid for your sins. He was buried and rose again the third day, conquering sin and death. And those who repent, turning to Him for salvation, repenting of what you are, a lost sinner, and turning to Him, the one true Savior, you will be saved. On behalf of Bible Believers Fellowship, I am Pastor Greg, and we thank you for listening.
Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Visit the online ministry of Bible teacher and elder of Bible Believers Fellowship in Worthington, Ohio, Michael Kaler. Visit 2 Timothy 2-15.org. That's 2 Timothy 2-15.org.
Bible Believers Fellowship presents a verse by verse study of the book of Revelation, available free to view on streaming video or download in MP3 audio by simply visiting kjvbiblebelievers.com. Download these free expository studies of the book of Revelation and share them with others by putting them on flash drives, burning CDs or DVDs, or simply post links to our messages in email or on your own Facebook or other social media sites. Just visit kjvbiblebelievers.com, look under Videos in the menu to the right of the page, and click on the Book of Revelation link, where you will find hours of free Bible studies and streaming videos, and eventually, you will be able to access our study of the entire Book of Revelation. If you prefer MP3 audio, click on the MP3 audio page link at the very top of our webpage, and use the search to pull up our Book of Revelation studies. All are provided free of charge, thanks to the free will offerings and support of the Bible Believers Fellowship family and KJV BibleBelievers.com.